Well, as a cardiologist, Dr. Chauncey Crandall is used to responding to emergencies. But almost 2 years ago, during a code red emergency, something extraordinary happened. Watch this.
Jeff Markin walked into the hospital emergency room and died. Chief cardiologist Dr. Chauncey Crandall was called to the scene.
Went down to the emergency room and I walked in and there was a man who had a massive heart attack and they had been working on this man for over 30 minutes, okay, and he was dead. And the doctor that was running the case came out and said, what do you think we can do? And I said, listen, that man's dead. There is nothing you can do.
Or so he thought.
Please welcome to the 700 Club, Dr. Chauncey Crandall. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Pat.
You are a man of medicine. You have trained. You have graduate degrees. You have an internship. So you've got a dead man, code red, cold. You don't normally pray for them under those circumstances, do you?
Well, no. The Lord told me to pray for this man, Pat. This was a morning where I was very busy, and I didn't even want to go to the emergency room that morning. But the emergency room staff called me into this situation, and I came, and this man was clinically dead.
What did they, I mean, they called you. What did they think you were going to do?
Well, I was the cardiologist in the hospital for the day, so they wanted another opinion. Had they completed all the proper protocols to bring him back to life?
Well, you have to, if you declare him dead, you have to have a couple of people sign off on the death certificate. Were you going to do that?
Well, I was excited to do it that morning because I wanted to get going with my work.
Okay. All right. So you're there, and this man is, he's dead. He's been dead for 30 minutes. What'd you do?
Well, Pat, it was amazing. You know, I had never seen anyone this dead before. Mm-hmm. His whole body was black, his face, his arms, his feet. We call it cyanosis, and I had never seen anyone this dead. You know, that's what I was amazed about. But we finished the code, and the emergency room doctor declared him dead. And they were cleaning the body up, preparing it for the morgue. Everybody had left the room except for a nurse. I was finishing my notes in the room, and I started to leave the room. And I walked to the doorway, and I heard the Lord speak to me. And the Lord said, turn around and pray for that man. And I didn't listen to it the first time. So I kept walking because I didn't want to stay. And then the Lord again said, turn around and pray for that man. And after the second time, I turned around and walked to the side of that stretcher and prayed over that man.
Did you pray audibly and the nurses were listening to you, or did you just pray silently?
I prayed audibly.
You did?
Quietly, but audibly. Uh-huh. The nurse was on the other side of the stretcher. Here was this body. The arms were draped over the side. There was no breathing, of course. He was covered up. The nurse had been pulling all the IVs, all the tubing out of the body, preparing it for the morgue, sponging the body down. And I said, Lord, what am I going to pray for this man? Yeah. How do I pray? What do I pray for him? And as I stood there, it was like the Holy Spirit took over. And actually, it was the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He took over, and all of a sudden, these words came out of my mouth. Father God, I cry out for this man's soul. If he does not know you as his Lord and Savior, raise him from the dead now, in Jesus' name.
That was the, if he doesn't know you, his soul, you're
yes,
praying for.
I was praying for this man, but I had no control of my words, really. It was the power of the Holy Spirit taking over this prayer for me.
Then what happened?
Well, the nurse looked at me like I was crazy.
Okay. That's your typical cardiologist.
Right. Yeah. And all of a sudden, this arm, this right arm, shot up in the air, and the emergency room doctor walked in, and I said, shock this man one more time. Mm-hmm. He said, Dr. Crandall, I can't shock him one more time. We've shocked him dozens of times. He's dead. You've declared him dead. He's gone. And I said, no, shock him one more time for me. And he came over to the bed out of respect for me because he was clinically gone, just to show me that he was gone. He took those paddles, he put it on the chest, and bam! And immediately, a perfect heartbeat came back on the monitor.
Come on.
A perfect heartbeat.
Yeah.
I had never seen that before in all my training, all my years going back to Connecticut and Duke University. I'd never seen any miracle like that. And I sat there stunned. I looked at the monitor. The emergency room doctor looked at the monitor. The nurse looked at the monitor. And we just looked. We couldn't believe what was happening. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, this chest started moving with air. And then the abdomen started moving. And we're looking at the monitor, and we're looking at the patient, we're looking at the monitor, and then all of a sudden the hands started moving. And then the feet started moving. And the nurse screamed. She said, "Dr. Crandall, what are we going to do with them now?"
"You can't send him to the morgue." "What's okay. that?"
And I said, she said, "What have you done?" And I said, "I've cried out for his soul." Mm-hmm. She said, "Where are we going to take him now? What are we going to do with him now?" You know, she was thinking, of course, he's brain dead. He's been gone for 40 minutes. This is just some freak thing that's happening. I said, "Let's rush him down to the intensive care unit." So we ran by all the people. And by this time, the emergency room and the other nurses are, you know, they're talking about this case.
I bet they were.
And we arrived to the intensive care unit. I put him in his bed, and that was late on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. And I called my partner, and I signed this case out. And I said, "Gabe, I'm signing you out a dead man that has been raised from the dead in the name of Jesus. There's nothing you can do to him over this weekend that will hurt him. He has a call on his life. He has a testimony." Mm-hmm. And I came in Monday morning, and this man was sitting up in bed, fully alert, looking at me, talking. And I said, "Jeff, what happened to you that day that I prayed over you?" He said, "I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed, Dr. Crandall." I said, "What are you disappointed about?" He said, "I was in total darkness, Dr. Crandall." He said, "I was in a casket in a dark room, and it was total darkness, and I was there for eternity, and no one came to visit me." He said, "My family didn't come. My relatives didn't come. My colleagues, my workers didn't come to visit me." He said, "Then after being there for eternity, these men came in and they wrapped me up and they threw me in the trash," which was hell.
It's awful.
And I said, "Jeff, never again do you have to be thrown in the trash. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll have eternal life. Will you do that with me?" And so I reached over and I grabbed his hand there, and we prayed the sinner's prayer, and he accepted the Lord as his Savior right there in the hospital bed with tears running down his face. And I said, "Today, Jeff, is the day of salvation for you. Mm-hmm. You're free in Christ."